Hello, I'm Darth Davis, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Sent by God to your house, declaring to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering with sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus died, was buried, rose again the third day, according to Scripture. That is a gospel, the definition of a gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by his faith. You know, I met Vicky. Now, Wilmore, at the kennel on a Sunday night after I'd done a meeting here, God directed me there to eat, and there I met a lady waiting tables that waited on us. And I think she told me at that time she'd attended Melody Land out in California. That seems right. And she'd been working for me for 15 years. And God put her with me. And I got something to say to this sorcerer that runs off her mouth about being responsible for Vicky. The hand of the Lord is upon you, you wicked thing. You child of the devil. Now, let's turn to Ezekiel 13. What do you say? Amen. Ezekiel 13, a powerful chapter in the Bible. I've taught it for years. And not many people hear it. They don't want to hear it. But God is speaking to you, confronting lying divination. And both the prophets of Israel and the women of Israel. Lying, divination, witchcraft, flattering divination. Flattering divination. Witchcraft. Lies. Witchcraft. Vanity. So said with witchcraft. So, tonight God wants to confront this lying divination, flattering divination, lying vanity in the church, flattering God with their mouth, and their heart is far from Him. Why? Because it's witchcraft that's speaking by their smooth tongues. Amen. So we're going to confront some of this and then shut the mouth of the devil, what do you say? Is that a good lick? Operating through male and female. And it says in Ezekiel 12, it will no longer be in the body of Christ, in the church. Some of you probably heard the term chair. I'm going to get it. I can get my own water. I'm of age. Silver-tongued devil. You ever hear that? Oh, no. No. Well, KD, why don't we start in Ezekiel 13?
Verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel.
Prophesy against the prophets of America. That's what I'm doing. In the direction of the word of God. Go ahead.
That prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord.
Did you ever think that you could prophesy out of your own heart? Did you ever think that? Well, all you got to do is listen to these people, and you got ears, you can hear, and then they call it inspired preaching. Oh yes, inspired by the devil. Inspired preaching. Witchcraft. Prophesy out of their own heart. You ready? Next.
Verse 3, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
Did you see that? That you can follow your own spirit and prophesy and see nothing? Nothing of the Spirit of God? It's all a lie? And people that do that are foolish, but they like to do it. Amen. Next, Kathy.
4. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord.
Look, the day of the Lord's in America. And you foolish prophets, you're not standing in a gap. You're not standing in a gap. You're trying to get politicians elected that can change the government of America. No, they cannot, because this country belongs to God, and the hand of God is upon it. Amen. It doesn't matter who you vote for. If the Lord doesn't tell you to vote, you're wrong anyway. You know, oh, it's my duty to vote. It's your duty to be a fool, too. If you don't obey God, you don't know what you're doing. No. Whatsoever thing you do, do it in the name of the Lord. In word or deed. What's next?
Six. They have seen vanity and lying divination.
They have seen vanity, empty, wicked, evil, another word for it, evil, and what? Lying divination. Lying divination. Lying divination. Lying divination. Lying divination. Witchcraft. Lying witchcraft. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. What's next, Kathy?
Saying the Lord saith, and the Lord has not sent them.
Oh. Saying the Lord saith, and the Lord has not sent them. He that the Lord sends speaketh God's words. You know that? And they're spoken by the Spirit of God through the heart of a man or a woman. And if they're not spoken by the Spirit of God, you're speaking lying divination. Hallelujah. Amen. What's next, Kathy?
Still in verse 6, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word.
Wait a minute. Is there any more to that?
Not in verse 6.
Right. They made others to hope. Made others to hope. Isn't that amazing? Made others to hope. Does that say to confirm their word?
To confirm the word.
Yeah. They just hope. Oh God, have I had lying spirits speak to people that have come to this sanctuary, to this ministry all over America, and that lying divination has spoken lies to them, and they caused them to hope. They caused them to hope in nothing. And they died. They died in their despair and in their hopelessness, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance, the confidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What's next, Kathy?
7. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say...
Would you back up and start over?
Sure. 7. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination?
Who saw a vain vision there? The prophets. And did they not speak lying divination? Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
Yeah. Yes. Spoken by witchcraft. Flattery. I was talking to an officer of the court recently, and they said, well, I didn't know flattery was a spirit. Well, it most certainly is. You know why? Because a large percentage of America flatter one another all the time. And the one that says it loves to flatter, and the ones that hear it love to be flattered. I had a physician some time, a year or so back, walked in where I was at, and he started flattering me, and I said, stop that right now. Don't be flattering me, you wicked man. And he left, and I've never seen him since. I said, well, no, that's rude. Oh, call the Spirit of God rude, would you? Call the Spirit of God rude, huh? Not too smart, folks. Not too wise. Kathy, what's next?
Whereas you say, the Lord saith it, howbeit I have not spoken.
Would you repeat that?
Sure, the whole verse. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith it, howbeit I have not spoken.
Have you ever been to one of these meetings where people just love to prophesy, give tongues in interpretation, and say, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord wasn't even in the building? The Lord wasn't even in the building. Next.
Verse 8, therefore thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God.
Listen to that. Because you have spoken vanity and lies, I am against you, saith the Lord. Because you have spoken vanity and lies, I am against you, saith the Lord. Amen. Could we move on?
Verse 9, and mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God.
You hear that? Prophets that speak vanity and lies, you're not in the church. You're not in the body of Christ. You have no place in the church of the living God. You don't even know what you are saved. Amen. In the book of Jonah, I think it's the second chapter, when Jonah was praying to get out of the belly of the fish, he said, he that observeth lying vanities has forsaken his own mercy. Next.
Verse 10, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, said it not shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing wherewith you have daubed it? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
You know what untempered mortar is? Have any of you ever seen lime mixed with water and put on wood? And when it is first put there, it looks nice. But with every rain, it gets washed away. Every rain, every shower. And the sun comes out and hits it, and it's washed away. That's what they're talking about here. And you know what the rain is here? The showers, it's the Holy Ghost poured out through God's people. Minister the gospel. That's what I preach. That's what this ministry is about. And when the power of God falls on you, walls of untempered mortar, you get very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. But let it be known to you, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that will you reap. Amen. That will you reap. Amazing. The foundation. Your foundation is being exposed every day. Every day. Being exposed daily. What? By the gospel, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Remarkable. How little you could read the Bible. You blind guides, y'all lead the blind and the blind, and you fall in the ditch. You know that? I think it's Matthew 13 or 15. Just a little belong. The blind lead the blind, they'll fall in the ditch. Where are we at?
Verse 15, thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall.
Wrath?
Wrath.
God's wrath upon the wall. You know what the wall is? Religion. Religion is tempered with untempered mortar, saying peace where there's no peace, saying this where there's none of that. That's the religion they make. Not one promise to you that can be kept. Not one. And you're seeing it today, folks. Fall apart right before your eyes. Because God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And it doesn't matter who you are. Next.
Still verse 15. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar.
Notice, wall and the people that daubed it. The ones that raised up the lying preachers with itching ears after their own lust is coming on you and the preachers. Second Corinthians 4. Go ahead.
And will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and would see visions of peace for her. And there is no peace, saith the Lord God. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies?
You get that? Slay the ones that should not die, keep alive them that should, by telling them lies. Is that right?
Right.
Go ahead.
20. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith you there hunt the souls to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad.
With the lies you made the heart of the righteous sad. Women, go ahead.
Whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he shall not...
God did not make them sad, but with lies you women have strengthened the heart of the wicked. Next.
That he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life.
Right. Yeah, women with lies have strengthened the heart of the wicked, that he would not return from his wicked ways. Folks, you got problems on your hands that you're not gonna like, but you can't escape. Amen. Is that you?
Yeah.
What's next?
It says, and strengthen the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Therefore you shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
That it?
That's it.
This entire 13th chapter is about male and female speaking, dividing lies, witchcraft, lying divination, lying divination. You know, when KD came to my house in January 09, but let's back up to December 08. I started helping her. I found things that astonished me. I found things in her life that amazed me. They absolutely amazed me that she could sit in this sanctuary from 1984 on and still be involved in the sin that she was in. I couldn't believe it. And I started praying with her the first night that she showed up, delivered her from wickedness. I could not believe what I heard. It was beyond me that she could be involved in the sin that she was involved in after 20 years sitting and listening to me speak and ministering the power of God. And I learned something. I learned something. about spirits that I was not aware of. You see, I knew a lot about casting out devils. And I'd seen many delivered and many healed. And as I prayed with her and would set her free, things began to lift. But then, within a very few months, things became more intense against me. Affliction, persecution increased against me. Why? Because water of life, former water of life, attendees and water of life, people that were present, hearts were hard, wicked, and set their hearts against me. And I started, my vision became overpowered by their witchcrafts. Glory, their witchcrafts, their tongues set on fire from hell, backbiting, slandered me, lying about me, speaking lying divination, prophesying lies of their own heart, the vision of their own wickedness, their own heart. Amen. And it got worse and worse. And within less than 8 months, actually it was less than 7, I couldn't read the Bible without my glasses. And I'll tell you what, I've got video to prove it. Not only that, I've got video of people sitting here, and I know who a bunch of you were. Amen. Oh, it grew worse and worse. More and more difficult. Lying, divination, witchcraft, glory. Amen. Lying, divination, witchcraft, flattery, vanity, just lies, grew greater and greater, lies, greater and greater, lies, greater and greater, lies, greater and greater, lies, greater and greater. My sweet water of life people, when they're in the marketplace, well, good morning, sir. How are you, brother? Oh, you're so nice. You're so soft-spoken. You know, the preacher, he's gone crazy. He's mad. He comes to church drunk. He preaches drunk. Oh, and he lies. Oh, yeah, that went on. Lord, I've had them read that to me off of blogs. Isn't that amazing? Blogs. And you know what it said there in Ezekiel 13? What Kathy read? About slaying the souls that should remain alive and keep alive the wicked. Did you know that? And they came down on me, came down harder and harder, more and more. Thank God. God upheld me. God sustained me. Amen. And I'm overcoming all of it. I'm coming back out from under, thank God. Did you know on April 15th, 12, I started back on radio, and in May, wicked people's tongues that were blogging or emailing or whatever they were doing, their tongues set on fire from hell. Thank God. They even said, we got to stop him. He's going back on radio. We got to stop him. You know, I've got people's names, and I've got their words where they said, here is a television station that you need to get him off of, and here's the phone number, and here's the person you need to contact to get him off. And when you go, be nice to them, and they're going to tell you, some going to say, leave us alone. Of course they said, leave them alone. You wicked devils, you. Now, you had one thing in mind, and that was stop the gospel from being preached in Jesus' name. Oh, I know your names. I know where you live. Yes, I've got your words. But let me tell you, what you don't believe, but you will, is the power of God setting on you. Setting on you. Setting on you. See, the devil didn't want Kathy delivered. No, didn't want her delivered. And she's not totally delivered. But she will be. Because God sent me to deliver her. And you know, God never fails, and neither have I. Oh, wicked people. Wicked divination. Lying. Divination. Vanity. Lies. Speaking against me in my ministry. And thought they'd bring me down. Oh, no. You can't bring a servant of God down. No way. Blessed be the name. Men and women, tongues set on fire from hell, speaking a vision of their own heart, speaking lying vanity, speaking lying divination against me. You want to know something? As soon as I went back on, I got up several radio stations. Your wicked tongues came against me as early as May and as early as June. And July and August, projectile vomiting and diarrhea. I didn't know what had happened. Pains in the belly, serious pains. I did not know what had hit me. I had no experience with it. None whatsoever. But I kept fighting. In December of 12, I had called four or five people that pray with me to call on two or three or four occasions at night because I had so much pain of all this wickedness. These tongues set on fire from hell coming at me. Precious saints, lovely people. My God. And they prayed with me at least three or four times. And I overcame. But the night came to where they prayed, and I prayed, kept it up, and nothing. Absolutely nothing could stop the pain. Nothing. Nothing could stop the pain. Nothing. And I kept praying because I believed God. At about 2 a.m., God gave me a scripture, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it in Jesus' name. And this is a heritage. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And guess what? God told me one person with one spirit, and that was it. And that was, and I know, as I started overcoming, thank God, and I can overcome that wicked thing every time. Now, by praying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn it in Jesus' name. And my righteousness is of the Lord, saith the Lord. And thank God. Amen. That's my heritage. You know, the devil thought he had me. Well, I knew I was obeying God. I've obeyed God more than 40 years. And some of you have obeyed God 5 minutes. Amen. Paul Peters, I think we ought to worship God. What do you think?